This is CES Tech Talk. I'm James Kotecki with another standout conversation recorded live in Las Vegas at CES 2026 in the C Space Studio. If you enjoy this kind of content, and we think you will, you can find the entire C Space Studio series, that's a lot of S's, on the CES YouTube channel. For now, enjoy this episode. It's one of the highlights from this year's show. Welcome back once again to the C Space Studio here at CES 2026. I am James Kotecki here with the Global Chief Executive Officer of Havas CX, David Shulman. Thanks for joining us here.
Thanks, James. Glad to be here.
We really appreciate you being here, and we'd love to have you begin by just defining Havas CX. What is your brand, and what does it mean here at the beginning of the year?
Sure. Havas CX is really the part of the agency world that looks not just at how brands communicate, but how they deliver the experiences they promise in their advertising. So we work hand-in-hand with our creative and media partners to make sure that what a brand is committed to is delivered in the way people experience it.
Okay, so I'd love to hear an example of that. Tell me about how that works well.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, the key here is that, and we have some recent research that we actually looked at globally, what is it that customers are experiencing when they engage with a brand, and the gap between perhaps what they are expecting and what they're getting delivered.
We've all had that, certainly.
That's right. Yeah. And so we looked across 8 global markets and took a view across hundreds of different brands, different categories, and talked to tens of thousands of people. And not surprisingly, but importantly, we found that over 91% of people are identifying a pretty significant gap in what they are experiencing. You know, brands are communicating, they're advertising, and they're making promises and expectations.
Yeah,
it's our job to make sure that the way in which people engage with that brand delivers on those promises.
So are there certain kinds of things or promises or offerings that the biggest gap exists in, or is this kind of across the board?
It's universal, which gives me a chance to know that my job is secure, because there's a lot of work to be done. But it's universal across all categories and industries.
Okay, so a brand comes to you and says, we want to make our customer experience, our CX, better. How do you start to address that?
Yeah. You know, it really unfolds when we get to observe a customer and see what their needs are. Mm-hmm. Everything is based on what we can do to make someone's life better, make their life easier, help them to accomplish the things that mean their life.
Yeah.
I talk a lot about the fact that we within the experience practice talk about customer journeys.
Yeah.
A journey is a term that's used quite openly and frequently. But a journey is sometimes misunderstood. A journey for some companies is, let me help make sure that you go down the path that I want you to go down.
Yeah.
Let me make sure that you are following the steps I hope you take to ultimately engage and buy my products and services. And that's a very different way of approaching things. We oftentimes look at something that, I love the concept that comes from landscape architecture. Years back, I heard this for the first time. Landscape architects call a path of desire.
Mm.
We've all been to a park or a playground where you see the bricks that have been paved.
Yeah.
The bricks that they hope you will follow as you walk through a park, perhaps. And then you'll see that dirt path.
Yeah.
And that's the path that people have walked down and eventually has become a path in itself. And that's the path of desire. And so our job is to understand what is the path of desire and help people accomplish that path and add value into what they can do in the process. So brands are becoming increasingly aware of the importance of that.
So when you identify a gap, I assume that you're giving advice to your clients about how to solve that and make the experience better. Does it also feed back to the promises that they made originally? And do you ever communicate to that part of the business and say, hey, maybe frame this up differently and people will have slightly better expectations?
Absolutely. There are 3 core components of great sustained brands. Brands need to stand for something significant, meaningful. They have to have a purpose that they have as unique and differentiated. They have to communicate that clearly in a differentiated way and with a way that motivates and creates enthusiasm. And they have to deliver on those experiences.
Yeah.
So absolutely, we have a feedback loop. And as people engage, we see whether they are receptive to what the brand has to offer. We see what things people really engage with. that feeds right back and can ultimately not only affect communications, but can affect the products and services and offering the company has.
So much of the customer experience today, and of course in the near future, is and will be mediated through AI, mediated through chat, mediated through agents. So how does that whole thing throw you for a loop, or give you opportunities, I should say, in the work that you're doing now that it's no longer even driven by humans, a lot of this experience?
Yeah. Our goal always has to be that when AI is involved, whether it's a chat bot or a voice agent, that we aim to be as effective as a human connection.
Yeah.
People are yearning for human connection. When you make a phone call to check on your flight, like many people have had flight delays this last week, mm-hmm. and you're looking to make sure you have the information at your fingertips, if you're calling and you get an agent that doesn't understand you, that guides you in the wrong direction, that perhaps doesn't make your job or the task of at hand easier, can be frustrating. It can erode trust. It can erode brand value. Yeah. I mean, ultimately, we know that agents are there from a company's perspective to hopefully make the job happen, but also to reduce cost to serve, right? A lot of AI is there to drive efficiency and automation, but it can't be at the expense of customer experience. Experience is everywhere and everything, any interaction you have with the brand. So all the energy that companies are putting into making sure they show up well, every engagement, especially when a human is not involved, has to make sure that they are aiming to be as effective as a human.
And do you have a rule of thumb for like how much harder that is than people actually think, right? Because it's challenging.
It's a lot harder. Again, when we listen and observe, I think we pick up on some easy things that can be done. You know, one thing, I fly a lot, and Delta recognizes me literally when I call. Welcome back, David.
Right.
We'll have an agent connected with you in 1 minute.
Yeah.
It sets my expectation.
Yeah.
Conversely, I had a recent interaction with a brand that I was trying to get through on a somewhat time-sensitive issue and got put on hold for about 45 minutes and got rerouted in many different directions, ultimately reaching live people that weren't the right people. So again, adds to frustration. So I think if we listen and observe, and we can really pick up a lot.
Ultimately, are you optimistic about AI as an agent, as an agent of customer experience?
I am ultimately. Okay. I think it's, you know, definitely we're quite early in seeing the value, and I think that it's exciting because we're seeing breakthroughs that are not just about efficiency and automation, but actually serving me better.
Another customer experience question we deal with a lot here in the C-Space studio is that of privacy versus personalization and the potential tension between those two things. Is that another gap that you see and other ways to address that?
Yeah. We all know what it feels like when something is breaking our trust or breaking our comfort level.
Yeah.
And so brands are asking for more and more personal information from us. And they have a lot of information on us, and the exchange has to be of value. So that's the simple equation. Am I using your personal information, James, but in a way that adds value to you, not just makes my business better, but makes your business better, makes your life better? So I think that's the barometer that we have to all look at and make sure that that comes through. I'll give you a simple, kind of funny example, but a couple weeks back in my New York office, a few of us went out to lunch. Walking back, we were standing right at the street crossing in front of our office, and a Google Street View car went by. Mm-hmm. And a couple days later, one of the folks in the team sent a screenshot around. If you look up our Tribeca office address, you'll see all of us standing in front of the office.
Yeah.
Now, clearly, that's not a huge concern to me, but you can imagine scenarios where your privacy would be affected. So brands have a responsibility to think about our needs, not just their needs.
Are you often brought into conversations after the promises have been made and after the gap has been identified? And would it be possible, and maybe better, to synthesize this and bring this into the conversation as these things are being developed in the first place? Is this really a conversation that should be had with marketing as opposed to like after the marketing has taken place?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, CX bridges across many different parts of an organization. There is the marketing side of the organization. There's the technology side of the organization. And more, there's the talent side of the organization. And we work with all those components at clients. Sometimes it's interesting to try to unlock who has responsibility for any one of these things, who has the authority to make decisions, who has the funding. But we have to work hand in hand, and our job is to make sure we bridge those pieces, to make sure that we are influencing marketing, product development, innovation, and all the things that can be an experience.
Thanks for making the world a little less frustrating and operate a little smoother. David Shulman, Havas CX, really appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thank you, James.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation from CES 2026. I know I did. That's our show for now, but there's always more tech to talk about. So make sure you stay tuned for more insights, conversations, and content from CES 2026 and beyond. Please follow, subscribe, like, comment, whatever else you need to do to keep those algorithms happy. You can get even more CES at ces.tech. That's ces.tech. Our C-Space Studio episodes are produced by Nicole Vitovich, Julia Ruxer, and Paige Morris, and recorded by Phelps Creative House, and edited by Phelps Creative House, too. I'm James Kotecki, talking tech on CES Tech Talk.